Side of Sports with the mighty Douglas and Puga sitting in for Sonny. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Yahias.
So what do you have for us tonight?
Well, Yahias, we begin in Ethiopia, where the Confederation of East and Central African Football Association tournament is taking place. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The first ever game between South Sudan and Sudan ended goalless at the CECAFA Senior Challenge Cup yesterday in Ethiopia. After beating Djibouti 2-0 in the opening Group C game on Monday, it put South Sudan in line to qualify for the quarterfinals of the tournament. The draw leaves Sudan in third place behind their neighbours with just a single point so far after they lost 2-1 to Malawi in their first match. For more on CECAFA, let's go to Johannesburg and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma with more on CECAFA. Mark?
Guest side Malawi dismissed Djibouti 3-0 as South Sudan and Sudan battled to a scoreless draw in Group C action at the Council of Eastern Central Africa Football Association's CECAFA Senior Challenge Cup in Bahir Dar, some 320 kilometers north of the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa, on Wednesday. Consequently, Malawi is the second team to qualify for the quarterfinals after Tanzania mainland. They top Group C with 6 points. South Sudan have 4, Sudan has 1 point, and Djibouti has yet to secure a point with 1 round left to the end of the group contest. Staying with CECAFA, defending champions Kenya came from behind to draw 1-1 with Burundi in Group B action before Ethiopia outplayed Somalia 2-0 in Group A fixtures played in Awasa, some 270 kilometers south of the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa. This win revives Ethiopia's hopes of a place in the last eight as they tie with Rwanda on 3 points behind group leaders Tanzania mainland. In Group B, Kenya and Burundi tie with 4 points. Uganda has 3 points, while Zanzibar has no point. Today, Thursday, is a rest day for all teams ahead of the final round of group matches. In Senegal, Nigeria's under-23 side arrived in Dakar on Wednesday following a 10-day camp in Gambia. The Nigerians played to a 1-1 draw with Gambia's under-20 side in a build-up match in Brikama, some 35 kilometers south of the Gambian capital, Banjul. Nigeria is in Senegal for the under-23 African Nations Championship starting this coming weekend. They are drawn in Group B with Algeria, Egypt and Mali. In Switzerland, FIFA and the Confederation of African Football have set the 24th of June next year as the date for the draws for the third round of the Africa qualifiers for the 2018 FIFA World Cup, FIFA disclosed in Zurich. The 20 teams vying for the 5 slots allocated to Africa are Algeria, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Cape Verde Islands, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Republic of Congo, Egypt, Gabon, Ghana and Guinea. Others include African champions Ivory Coast, Libya, Mali, Morocco, Nigeria, Senegal, South Africa, Tunisia, Uganda, and Zambia.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Ouma reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Still in football, my colleague Sunny Young caught up with our African football guru David Legg to discuss, among others, the qualifiers for the Olympic football tournament Rio 2016. Here is Sunny.
David, now let's go to Senegal, getting ready to host a big Olympic qualifying tournament with tickets to Rio de Janeiro on the line. How about a preview for our Voice of America listeners?
Yes, Sami, you've summed it up. 8 countries and 3 tickets to Rio at stake. What's going to be really interesting is that third-place match. Now, third-place matches normally attract very little interest, and I think they're a sort of necessary evil for the two teams, and so not something they particularly look forward to. But when it comes to this tournament, that third-place playoff is going to be critical because that will decide the third and final team to go to Rio. Let's look at the draw. In Group A, you've got Senegal, the host. You've got South Africa, you've got Zambia, and you've got Tunisia. And then Group B, Egypt, Algeria, Mali, and Nigeria. Now, the first thing I'm going to say, Sonny, is forecasting is a very hazardous business when it comes to this competition. Because in the previous one, in 2011 in Morocco, the rank outsiders were Gabon. Nobody gave them a chance. And what happened? They went on to win the competition and qualify for the London Olympics. And they were joined there by Morocco, Senegal and Egypt. It's significant that in this competition in 2015, neither Gabon nor Morocco made it to the final tournament. Looking at Group A, I believe Senegal must be the favourite. The hot, humid weather is going to be a factor in their favour. They've also got home crowd support, and they happen to have a really good team, as they proved at the recent All-Africa Games in Congo-Brazzaville when they won the gold medals there. They beat Burkina Faso 1-0 in the final, but they were particularly impressive in the semi-finals when they beat the host Congo-Brazzaville by 3-1. They're a typical Senegalese team. They're tall, they're strong, they're skillful, they're very innovative, and I think they must be the favourites there. My feeling, Sonny, is that South Africa and Tunisia will fight it out for the other place in the semi-finals, with Zambia the outsiders, which I guess automatically makes them dangerous, because once you write off a team, they've got that extra motivation to prove everybody wrong. But sticking my neck out in Group A, Senegal to finish top, South Africa or Tunisia to finish second. They are the two countries who would go through to the semi-finals. In Group B, the obvious candidates to progress to the last four are Egypt and Nigeria. And Nigeria, because of the late withdrawal of Isaac Success, he's based in Spain, they've called up Victor Osimhen, the star of the recent World Under-17 Championship in Chile. There he scored a record 10 goals as Nigeria went on to beat Mali in an All-African final to win the title for the second consecutive time. I've dubbed this man, Sonny, the black-gloved assassin. He wore black gloves in every match he played. And he also scored in every match, and he finished runner-up in the competition for the best player. So I think there's going to be an awful lot of interest in him at the tournament in Senegal. Egypt have also got an individual star. He's Mahmoud Abdelmanim. He's known as Karaba. He's already proved his worth with Zamalek in the CAF Confederation Cup and also with the Egyptian senior national team. So if there's two individuals we're going to be watching very closely in Group B, it's Osimhen of Nigeria and Karaba of Egypt. Mali, I think you cannot underestimate, because they, of all the countries apart from Senegal, will be most used to those difficult West African weather conditions. Algeria, I'm sure they'll be well organized, Sonny, but their results both in qualifying and in warm-up matches have not been particularly impressive. So in Group B, at the risk of getting a lot of egg on my face, I'm going to go with Egypt and Nigeria to qualify. And I think if there's going to be a team to upset the odds there, it will be Mali. And I'm putting Algeria in the position of outsiders. So my feeling, Sonny, Senegal, South Africa or Tunisia, Egypt and Nigeria will go through to the semi-finals. And then it's a question of which one of those four fails to make it to Rio for the finals.
David, this week, millions of Americans celebrating the annual Thanksgiving holiday, in which they count a few blessings and eat a little bit of Tom Turkey. In terms of African football, David, what are you thankful for in 2015?
I think two young talents emerging, Sonny, in 2015. Two names to watch out for. The first one is Farouk Mia. He's a midfielder. He plays for the Ugandan champions, and they got this really dangerous name. They're known as the Vipers, so they're going to sting everybody in the CAF Champions League next year. In his latest match for the Ugandan national team, he scored a brace. Now, the thing about him, Sonny, he's only 17 years of age, and he's banging in the goals for the Ugandan Cranes. And Uganda, another one of those countries, are going to be in that group draw next June in Cairo. And I think for the future opponents of Uganda, the name Farouk Mia is one to watch. What I like about him, this guy, Sonny, he doesn't mess around. He gets half a sight of goal, and he just lets loose with that right foot of his, and clearly one to watch. He's a blessing for Ugandan football in particular, but I believe also for African football. The other player I feel that's done very well is Victor Osimhen. As mentioned, he's the Nigerian striker. He scored a record 10 goals in the World Under-17 Championship in Chile. He was instrumental in Nigeria retaining the title. And it's going to be very interesting to see how he shapes up now at the Olympic Games qualifying tournament. He's only 16 years of age, so obviously there's going to be a question mark about has he got the physicality to compete against players who could be up to 6 years older than him. My hunch is that he's got that goal instinct. He's got that predatory instinct. And given the chance, he may well surprise a lot of people and show that what he can do at under 17 level, he can also do at under 23 level. But make no mistake, it's going to be quite a challenge for him competing against players just that bit older than him. So there we are, Sonny. Two names to keep an eye out: Mia of Uganda and Osimhen of Nigeria.
Our football guru, David Legg, speaking from Johannesburg, South Africa, with my colleague, Sunny Young. Meanwhile, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, has said the second leg of the Confederation Cup is set to go ahead in Tunisia on Sunday. Etoile du Sahel are set to host South Africa's Orlando Pirates on Sunday in Sousse after Tuesday's bomb, which killed at least 13 people in Tunis. CAF has brought the start of the match forward from 18:30 GMT to 1400 GMT at the request of the hosts Etoile du Sahel. The final is locked at 1-1 after the first leg in Soweto on Saturday. Sousse suffered an attack in June when 38 tourists were killed. And that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Impoga. Now back to your highest.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 16:31 UTC and 18:31 UTC. And on Friday, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 17:30 UTC right here on The Voice of America. Coming up, award given to individuals for their efforts to improving education in Africa. And next, international disability rights in Africa. But first, some music. Here is George Okudi of Uganda with Africa Higher, Higher.